I'm joined by Susan Ahmed, spokeswoman for the Revolutionary Councils in Damascus. Susan, there have been reports of multiple explosions in the Syrian capital. Can you give us an update?
Early in the morning, almost everybody all around Damascus heard sounds of three huge explosions. At the beginning, we didn't recognize what happened. We know that something is going on, but we were not sure about the places that were targeted. A few hours later, the Free Syrian Army stated that it was responsible for these operations. They targeted the palace, the People Palace, which is of the president where he supposedly lives. But they said that it wasn't really successful there. But there was another explosion where they targeted the airport, and there were columns of the smoke seen clearly there. And another area, which is a security department in Mezze 86, also it was targeted, and it was successful because we saw, and there are pictures, and I believe that there are some videos about the smoke clear in the sky of Damascus.
The fact that they're attacking Mezze, is that significant?
It is significant because, you know, Mezze is a very important area and district in Damascus. First of all, it is in the heart, let's say it's an important area where many people, diplomatic people live, and important people, high rank officials live there. Plus, it is like a strategic district because it links many areas together, and you know that many embassies are there, important people live there, many, let's say, public facilities are there, ministers, ministries, and many government departments where people need to, for example, to get some official papers and documents, etc. So it is a strategic district, actually.
Does this feel like the start of a big campaign by rebels in Damascus?
I believe so. You know, this is not the first operation that targets security departments or areas or districts in Damascus. This is not the first time, but still, it is. Yeah, it seems that it is the largest campaign, and we believe that the countdown has started. It seems that something serious is going on there now, and things are going out of control, so the regime cannot control Damascus anymore. It's not safe to go around in Damascus. People don't feel safe to leave home anymore. They hear sounds of explosions, actually, that shake homes and buildings. It seems that huge explosions are going on, let alone sounds of hovering MiGs all the time, and sounds of shelling is the southern parts of Damascus and Damascus suburbs. So people are now hearing every now and then sounds of explosions, and they can't predict which area was targeted, and they sometimes they feel really horrified because they have no idea about what's going on around them. That means the regime is losing control over Damascus, which is the capital, which is the most important thing, and the area, and the important area that the regime was betting on, that the regime believes that if he loses control over all other governorates or all other districts, Damascus will be under his control. But it's not anymore. No, it's not the case. We got to know that many soldiers and presidential soldiers were withdrawn from Homs to be brought back to Damascus because the regime is afraid of this important and big battle here in Damascus.
Last night, Barack Obama was re-elected. Do you have any message for him?
We expect actually a better stance from Barack Obama, let's say, or from America in general, and these important countries. What we ask him now, if we have the chance, we need just some support to the Free Syrian Army. We need to provide the Free Syrian Army with weapons. The Free Syrian Army is just using very simple weapons to fight back MiGs and helicopters and even tanks. We still need non-flying zone because the regime is using helicopters and warplanes more than any other thing now in the situation. safe corridors are really, security corridors are really important nowadays because we have many injured people. We have many people who are in districts and afflicted cities who need urgent need, who needs urgent help. So we hope that Barack Obama and America and important countries in the Western can help us just finish this situation and stop killing and losing more lives and more civilians.